This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 46 for Thursday, September 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly lower Thursday, retreating from recent highs after running into resistance. Canola was steady to down $2, the November contract unchanged at the final bell at $503.50 per ton, January down 50 cents at $510.70 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil did contribute to a softer tone in canola, with seasonal harvest pressure also weighing on values. Positioning ahead of Friday's stocks report from Statistics Canada accounted for some activity, after the government agency revised their old crop canola production estimate higher in a report out earlier this week. Traders now expect ending stocks will also end up above earlier projections. The Canadian dollar, it was weaker today, down about a half cent, and that did provide some underlying support. Soybeans in Chicago posted small gains in the most active months, hitting two-year highs in the process. The November contract up 4 cents at $9.66 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales came in at 1.8 million tons of old and new crop business combined, with China accounting for just over half of that business. The USDA also announced additional sales of 318,000 tons to unknown destinations and an additional 132,000 tons to China. Idea's recent hot and dry Midwestern weather would cut into yield prospects were also supportive. The USDA, it will release its latest production estimates next week Friday, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Corn futures, they were also finding some support from solid export demand today, but that market turned lower. The December contract down 5 cents at 353 and 3 quarters. The USDA did report weekly U.S. corn export sales of nearly 2.5 million tons of old and new crop business combined. However, most of that business had already been accounted for from daily announcements. Wheat futures, they are steady to mostly lower as that market continued to back away from highs hit earlier this week. The Minneapolis spring wheat, it held relatively steady, down only a quarter cent in December at $5.47 per bushel. But the winter wheat's posting larger losses. Kansas City down 3.5 cents in the December contract at $4.75¾ per bushel. Chicago wheat down 5 cents in December at $5.53¼. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales of nearly 600,000 tons were at the higher end of trade guesses, though, providing some support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 3rd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.